Today's daf is Tainas Davov, and we have four lines from the top of Davov Amid Aleph, the two dots, Tanu Rabbanon. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Chaim Aharon ben Fega, Tamar bas Chasida from Arifka, Eliyoza ben Brindle, Mordechai Israel ben Esther, Menachem Mendel ben Rachel Mindel, Gittel bas Chaya, Gedalia Eliezer ben Roiza, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Rivka bas Esther, Elio ben Silla, Sara Leah, Bas Esther Rivka, Hena Perel, Bas Yecheved, Rafal Kahas, Ben Fega, and Baruch, Ben Rachel. So we're continuing to discuss the sugya of rain. So before today's daf, we say in Kriyashma, in the parsha of Vahoya im Shamaya, Vahoya im Shamaya Tishmuel mitzvoysai asher anoichi mitzave eschem ayoim le'ahava es Hashem aloikeichem ula'avdoi b'chol levavchem u'v'chol nafshechem. In short, if a Yid, Klal Yisrael, as a Rabbim, are going to keep Torah mitzvah, says the Torah, v'nosati mitar artzechem b'itoi. Hashem says it's going to rain in its proper time. Yoyre u'malkosh. V'asafta d'ganecha v'siroichcha v'yitzarecha. So the high level that is that if the Yidden will keep Torah mitzvahs, it's going to rain. But the Torah says a few things. Number one, v'nasati metar artzachem bi'itoy. It's going to rain in its proper time. And then the Torah mentions yoyre u'malkosh. So what exactly is yoyre u'malkosh? So if you look in Rashi and Chumash, in Parshas Ekev, Rashi says yoyre, hi revia hanoifeles la'achar azriya. It's referring to the rainfall that comes shortly after the Zriya, Shemarve es ha'aretz ve'es hazroim. And what it does, it saturates the land and the zroim that were just sowed. Malkosh, that's the revia hayoredes somich lekotzer. That's the revia, that's the rainfall that comes somuch to the time that you start harvesting. L'males hatfua bekasheha. Regardless, when the Torah mentions matar in the parsha of Kriyashma, the Torah mentions two types of rain. There's the rain that's known as yoyre, and there's the rain that's known as malkosh. Today's daf is very much going to discuss yoyre u'malkosh. Zok de Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan Abraisa. Yoyre, when it says in the Torah, yoyre, v'nasati mitar artzachem bi'ito yoyre, why is it called yoyre? Shemoyre es habriyos, lahatiach gagoyseyem, ulahachnes es peiroyseyem, v'lasis kol tzorcheyem. The word yoyre is miloshem moira, like a mora, a teacher. It teaches us what to do. So when the initial rain starts coming, so everybody knew it's time to start putting tar on top of their roofs, to take all the fruit out that they don't want to get ruined from the rain. And velasi is called tzarchem, meaning winter's coming. So anything that you need to do before winter, now would be a good time to do it. Davar achar, another pshat in why this rainfall is referred to as yoyre, shemirave yasa aretz, because it saturates the aretz, umashka, and it literally waters it at home up until the depths. Shenemar, the pasuk says, tilomeo rave nachas gedudeo berevivim timoygigeno tzimcha tivarech. What we need is really the first two words. It's tilameh rave. It's referring to rain, and rain is merava. It saturates the land, and yoyra is miloshin merave. Davar achar therapshad yoyra sheyoyred benachas. It's called yoyra because the rain of yoyra comes down very peacefully. It's benachas ve'ini yoyra bezaf, and it's not very aggressive. Now, where do you see yoyred benachas in the word yoyra? Now, you see yoyred maybe in the word yoyra, but you don't see yoyra benachas. It could be yoyra bezaf for the same price. So where do you see yoyra benachas? So Rashi says a few different pshatim. One pshat Rashi says is that, again, yoyra is miloshein moira. But when somebody teaches, so divrei chachamim benachas nishma, you're supposed to teach benachas. As a result, if the word yoyra is miloshen moira, so what it means is it's yoyra benachas. Either way, the Gemara says that yoyra can mean one of three things. Either it's shemoyra sabriyos, it informs people now would be the time to prepare for winter. Could be it's miloshen mirave, because it saturates the land. Or davarachar, it's yoyra benachas, says the Gemara. How do you know that that's what it means? Oh yeah, no, I have a fourth possibility. Maybe yoyra means shemeshera sapeiros. What it does is it causes the fruit on the trees to fall down, and all the seeds that you planted, it causes it to suddenly not be able to properly take root, and it ruins the trees. Maybe that's what it means. Now, what would be the reason to teach it that way? So Rashi says that the pasuk says in Parshas Yisroi, Hashem said, you weren't allowed to touch Har Sinai, Ki sokol yisokel o yoroi yiyore. So the Torah says that if somebody would go near Har Sinai, he would be punished. He would get skilo. Yoroi yiyore means he would be thrown. But the point is that you see that yoroi maybe means to throw. So what is it doing? It's being meisha the peiros. It's being mashtif the zroim. It's being mashtif the ilonis. Maybe it's suddenly throwing everything in your field all over the place. So how do you know the word yoroi has a positive connotation? The three suggestions that we had, maybe it's just the opposite. Maybe it actually has a negative connotation. Talmud Loimar, it says Malkush. V'nasati metar artzachem bi'ito yoyre u Malkush. Ma Malkush levrocha. Just like Malkush is levrocha, af yoyre levrocha, yoyre is also levrocha. How do you know Malkush is levrocha? So at this point, the Gemara assumes that Malkush is levrocha because what bad thing can Malkush possibly be doing to the field? Meaning, by the time the Malkush rain comes, it's already this man of Kotzer. At that point, you're not trying to sow anymore. You're not waiting for things to grow. All you have to do is bring things inside. So, Lechura, Malkush is only a rain Lebracha. That's the assumption. So, if Yoyre is similar to Malkush, and Malkush is Lebracha, why? Just based on process of elimination. What bad thing can Malkush possibly bring to the world? So Yair is probably Levracha as well. But the Gemara says, I don't know if that's true. Ain't a yellow Malkush. Maybe Malkush is also bad. How so? Shemapalas habatim. Meaning it's true. It's already this man of Kotzer. You're already reaping everything. But at the same time, maybe what it does is it causes the houses to come down. Umeshabiris ha'ilonais. It breaks your trees. That's not a good thing. Umailas ha'sakon. It causes locusts to come. I mean, it is possible to come up with a scenario where Malkish maybe would be a bad thing. So says the Gemara again. How do you know Yoyra is a good thing? Maybe it's a bad thing. Tamalim Malkish? Maybe Malkish is a bad thing. The Gemara says, no, you can't say Malkish is a bad thing. You know why? Tamalim Yoyra. Because it says Yoyra. Ma Yoyra levrocha, Malkish. If Yair is the bracha, then Malkush is the bracha. There says, but Yair guva minalan. But how do you know Yair is the bracha? We're going in circles. Says the Gemara. No, that we really know. Because the pasuk says, Ubnei Tzion gilu v'simchu b'Hashem alekechem ki nasan lochem es ha-moyre litztaka v'yoyred lochem geshem moyre u'malkush barishon. This pasuk is in Yoel Perek Beis, and the pasuk over there says how the Navi said that even though this was a terrible, terrible winter, but you're going to see the Yoyre is going to come, and when the Yoyre comes, it's going to come litztaka. So if Yoyre comes litztaka, you see that that's the nature of Yoyre. Yoyre is mitztaka, and if it's taka, it must be, this rain is a very, very good rain. It's something that's very, very positive to the world. It's yitachin then that the word yoyra actually comes from this positive character trait that it has. What is it? The Gemara had three pshatim. Either yoyra because it prepares you for winter, or yoyra milasha mirave, it saturates the ground, which is a good thing, it allows things to grow, or yoyra because it's yoyred benachas, says the Gemara Tana Rabbana in a braisa. Yoyra b'marcheshvin u'malkish b'nisan. Yoyra, the proper time for it to happen is marcheshvin. It doesn't always work that way, but that would be the appropriate time for it to happen. U'malkish, the proper time is b'nisan. So they happen, one is in the beginning of the winter, the other is in the end of the winter. Atayim yoyra b'marcheshvin u'malkish b'nisan, says the braisa, you're telling me that's the way it is. How do you know? Maybe yoyra is a little earlier than marcheshvin. Maybe it's a month earlier. Maybe it happens in Tishrei. And maybe malkish is not in Nisan. Maybe it's a month later. Maybe it's in year. Talmud Loimar. It says, "V'nasati metar artzachem be'itoy yoyre u'malkosh," and the be'itoy would be yoyre b'marcheshvin u'malkosh b'nisan. Why? So Rashi says that's just the most beneficial time. Most beneficial time, if you're a farmer, you can appreciate this more, would be for the yoyre rainfall to happen in Tishrei and for the malkosh rainfall to happen in Nisan. So if l'katchila, it's supposed to happen in Marcheshvin and Nisan. So if the Lekatchilo way for it to be is Be'itai, that's what the Be'itai is. Amar Rav Nahiloi Bar Idi Amar Shmuel. Why is Malkush called Malkush? So again, Malkush, Rav Nahiloi Bar Idi, send the name of Shmuel. Dover Shemol Kash Yaseyim Shal Yisrael. So we had three pshatim why Yair is called Yair. Now we're going to have three pshatim why Malkush is called Malkush. The first pshat is because it is Mal, Miloshim Bris Milo, the Koishi of the Bnei Yisrael. Malkush is the last rainfall. If Malkush comes around and it still hasn't rained, Gros Tzuras. That's when Masechtas Tainis kicks in. That's when we start dealing with some real situations. So Malkush is really something that's always looming. If Malkush comes, then it's going to be good. But if Chalila Malkush, that time passes and the rain hasn't happened yet, so it could be a bad thing. That's where Malkush got its name Malkush from. Malkush is rain, but really its chashivos is what it does to the yid. And if the Malkush doesn't come, it's going to cause the yid to come lidei tshuva. That's why it's called Malkush miloshein mo kashyoseyan. It takes the hardness of the yid and it softens it. But the point is, That's where the word Malkish comes from. Tvei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, in Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva, there was a brisa that said that the reason Malkish is called Malkish is Dovah Shem Emali Tfuah B'Kasher, because it causes the Tfuah to fill up, it causes Tfuah to happen. B'mas Nisa Tana, Dovah Sheyoyred Ala Melilois V'Alakashem. It's something that falls on top of the straw and the Melilois. That's the part of the chitin that you actually eat. But the point is that Malkish also has three pshatim. Either Miloshin Dovah Shemal, it softens Kashi Yisein Shal Yisrael, or it's Miloshin Memale, it fills up the Tfuah, or it's Miloshin Melilois, that's the Shibalim, that's part of the Chitim. So we have three Pshatim in what Yoyre means, and we have three Pshatim in what Malkish means, and they're all a Bracha, they're all a Taifa. Even Mal Kashi Yisein Shal Yisrael, that's the Taifa, it gives a Yid an opportunity to do Tshuva. Tanu Rabban on another Braisa, Yoyre ben Marcheshvin, U Malkish ben Nisan, the proper time for Yoyre is Marcheshvin, the proper time for Malkish is Nisan, not Yoyre ben Marcheshvin. Maybe Yair is really in Kislev, and we'll see soon. There is a man the Amma that holds Yair does go into Chedesh Kislev. Talmud Leimar Beitai. It says Beitai, and what's Beitai? And not just Beitai. Yair Umalkish. It says Venasati Metar Arzachem Beitai Yair Umalkish. Ma Malkish Beitai Af Yair Beitai. It says Beitai Yair Umalkish. And if Malkish is Be'itai, that means Yair is Be'itai as well. Truth is that the Mefarshim struggle very much to understand Pashup Shan in this Gemara. Right, we're entertaining a tzad that maybe Yair goes into Kislev. Talmud Leimar Be'itai. Okay, fine. So if Be'itai means Mar Cheshvin, then that would be a good answer. No, but it says Be'itai Yairu Malkish. Malkish has to be Be'itai, because Be'itai Yairu Malkish. And if Malkish is Be'itai, then Yair is Be'itai, and if Yair has to be Be'itai, then it's B'mar Cheshvin, it's not B'Kislev. If Be'itai Yair Malkish means Malkish has to be Be'itai, so then Be'itai Yair Malkish means Yair has to be Be'itai. And if Be'itai means Yair B'mar Cheshvin, so then Yair has to be B'mar Cheshvin, not in Kislev. If we're trying to prove from Be'itai that Yair is B'mar Cheshvin, then why are we taking the long scenic route? Why are we saying Yair Malkish Be'itai, and once Malkish is Be'itai, Yair has to be Be'itai? Just like I know Malkish has to be Be'itai, I know Yair has to be Be'itai. In fact, it even says Yair in the Pasuk before it says Malkish. Be'itai Yair, and then it says Malkish. So Pashup Shan in the Gemara is very hard to understand, but either way, that's the Braisa. Tanya Yiduch, another Braisa. Yair ben Marcheshvin, Umalkish ben Nisan. Divrei Rameir. V'chachamim Oirim, the Chachamim say, like we just said, Yair b'Kislev. The Yair is b'Kislev. Man Chacham, who's the Chachamim that holds Yair is b'Kislev? I'm Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, Rav Yossi, it's the Tanya Rav Yossi. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, is it Rav Yerushayna? So now we're going to discuss Yairah in a little bit of greater detail. So till now we've been discussing two rain seasons. There's the Yairah and then there's the Malkish. One happens in the beginning of the winter, the other one happens at the end of the winter. Yairah itself was made up of three independent rainfalls. This is really Be'itai. Once upon a time, this was Olam Kemenhagoi Hailach, it was Shanim Ketikunam, everything was down to a science. But within Yairah itself, there were three different seasons. And the Tanam debated what the appropriate time is for those three revios, those three rainfalls within the category of Yairah. So not to be confused with Yairah Umalkish. We're discussing Yairah Be'iyun now. Within Yairah itself, there's these three different revios. Again, Abraisa. Esnoi Revia Rishayna. Habakira, the first one is B'Shleisha B'Marcheshvin, third day of Marcheshvin. Beinanis, the middle one, is B'Shiva Bay, the seventh day. Afela, the last one, is B'Shiva Asabay, Divi Rameir. So Rameir says, Yoyra B'Marcheshvin, Gimel Marcheshvin, Zayin Marcheshvin, and Yud Zayin Marcheshvin. Yudah says, B'Shiva, the first one is on the seventh day of Marcheshvin. Ubi Yud Zayin, second one is in the 17th day of Marcheshvin. Ube Esrim V'Shloisha, and the third one is on the 23rd day of Marcheshvin. So it's 7, 17, and 23. Rabbi Yossi, I'm Rabbi Yossi, the third Shita. He says, Bi Yud Zayin, the first one is on the 7th day of Marcheshvin. Ube Esrim V'Shloisha, the second one is on the 23rd day of Marcheshvin. Ube Rish Chodesh Kislev, and the third one is already in Rish Chodesh Kislev. V'chein Hoy Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi used to say, Eina Yechidim Asanin, the Yechidim didn't start fasting, meaning these were the Zriza Makdimim, these were the Chosh of people that would start fasting even when Yairah was a little bit off. Actually, Agia Rish Chodesh Kislev, until Rish Chodesh Kislev happened. Why? Because this is Rabbi Yaisi Lashitasai. Because he holds until Rish Chodesh Kislev, Yairah hasn't ended yet. Because the Zman of Yairah goes into Rish Chodesh Kislev. Either way, so if you have a Braisa that says Yairah is B'Kislev, who is the Tan of this Braisa? It was the Chachamim, Man Chachamim, I'm Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said Rabbi Yaisi, it must be Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi holds Yairah is B'Kislev, not the whole Yairah, but the third, the Revia Shlishis, the last part of Yairah, then happens in Chodesh Kislev. I'm Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, Halacha k'Rabbi Yaisi.
The halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. It almost always is. Rabbi Yossi is nimuka imai, and in this case too, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. And Meimer masni l'hod Rav Chisda b'hod Ishner. Rav Meimer had a different version of who Rav Chisda paskin liked in this halacha. He said, "B'shloisha b'marcheshvin shayalin es hagisham." That was the Mishnah on Dafhei. So on the third day of Marcheshvin, we start saying the same talamat l'vrach. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel said, "B'shiva b'yu." You start on the seventh day of Marcheshvin. I'm Rav Chisda, and Rav Chisda said, "Halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel." The halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel. Why is this a different Lishna? Because if Rav Chisda holds that halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, why would you start davening for rain on Zayin Mar Cheshvin? Rabbi Yossi said that what's the time that the rain is supposed to start? Yud Zayin, Chav Gimel, and then Rosh Chodesh Kislev. In Ameimar, Rav Chisda said that you're supposed to start being shoyel for rain already on Zayin Mar Cheshvin. Now, if the Zman of Yoira is not for another 10 days, it's Yud Zayin Mar Cheshvin, why would you start Zayin Cheshvin? If he says you start Zayin Cheshvin, must be he holds that Zayin Cheshvin is already the Zman of Yoira. Not only it's the Zman of Yoira, but if he holds you start on Zayin Cheshvin, he probably holds that's the initial Zman of Yoira. Now, whose Shita was that from the three Shitas in the Braisa? It was Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Rabbi Yehuda said that it's Zayin, Yud Zayin, and Chav Gimel. So it sounds like that Ameimer holds, that Rav Chisda held, that the halacha is like Rav Yehuda, not like Rav Yossi. So that's what the Gemara says. We have two Lishonos who Rav Chisda paskin like. In one Lishno, Rav Chisda said halacha ki Rav Yossi, that it's 17, 23, and Rosh Chodesh Kislev. In the second Lishno, in Ameimer's Lishno, from the fact that Ameimar said, the Rav Chisda said, the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, that you start davening for rain on Zayin Cheshvin, it sounds like he held like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's Zayin, Yud Zayin, and Chav Gimel, says the Gemara. Come on, Oslo. Hadetanya, Rav Shimon Gamliel, another Brisa, so many Brises in today's daf that are talking really about the same thing. But come on, Oslo, Hadetanya, Rav Shimon Gamliel said, Kshomim Shiyardu Shiva Yom Zachazeh, if it rains 7 days in a row, Atamoyna Behen Reviyah Rishayna Vishneya, it can count as two of the Reviyahs. Not just that, some have the Gersa, Revi'a Rishoyna Vishniya Vishlishes. So the Gemara says, come on, who is this like? Rabbi Yossi, it must be going according to Rabbi Yossi. So Rashi explains that Poshet, it sounds like what the Gemara just said, is that if it would rain 7 days straight, you would end up with three Revi'ahs. It would count as three rains. The truth is, that's not true. Doesn't even work Rabbi Yossi, right? Because even according to Rabbi Yossi, the first Revi'ah is on the 17th day. The last one is Rosh Chodesh Kislev. That's 2 weeks. So 7 days is not going to get you there. Now, it's not going to work according to anybody. Not Rav Meir, not Rabbi Yehuda, but also not Rabbi Yossi. So what does the Gemara mean when it says, Keman Ozla, Hadetanya Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, that 7 days straight rain, Atamoyna Behen Revi'a Rishoyna Vishniya Vishlishes. So Rashi says what it means is, 7 days straight can be either the Revi'a Rishoyna Vishniya, or it could be the Revi'a Shniya Vishlishes. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, the 7 days between the Rishon and the Shniya, Yud Zayin to Chav Gimel, and then the 7 days from the Shniya to Shlishes, Chav Gimel to Lamed, which is Rosh Chodesh. So being that they're both 7 days, so therefore it can end up working. The problem, according to Rav Meir, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you wouldn't be able to do it. Because Rav Meir holds, the Revi'a Rishon is on Gimel Mar Cheshvin, the Revi'a Shniya is Zayin Mar Cheshvin, so that's within 7 days, from 3 to 7, but the Revi'a Shlishis is Yud Zayin. So from Zayin to Yud Zayin is 10 days. So 7 days of straight rain is not going to get you to Revi'as. Rabbi Yehuda said the Revi'a Rishoyna is Zayin, the Revi'a Shniya is Yud Zayin. That's already also 10 days. Now the third one is Chav Gimel. So from Yud Zayin to Chav Gimel is within 7 days. But the point is that according to Rameh, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can make it work for one. According to Rameh, you can make it work for the Revi'a Rishoyna, Gimel to Zayin. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can make it work for the Revi'a Shniya, the Shniya to the Shlishes, Yud Zayin to Chav Gimel. But it's only according to Rabbi Yossi that the Revi'a Rishoyna to the Shniya and the Shniya to the Shlishes are all within the 7 day time frame. So from Shimon Gamliel said, Geshamim Shayardu Shiva Yomim Zacharzeh, Atamoyna Behem Revi'a Rishoyna Vishniya, Kama, Vishniya Vishlishes. Come on, the only person that can work with is Rabbi Yossi, and here too, Amar Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda said, Halacha ki Rabbi Yossi, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. So we just discussed in somewhat detail a word that we've been saying since we're little children and maybe never realize what we're saying. Yoyre u'malkosh. Yoyre was the first rain. Malkosh was the second rain. Yoyre happened in the beginning of the winter. Malkosh happened at the end of the winter. Yoyre was made up of three independent revios, three independent rainfalls. What were those three? Machloikis tanom, a three-way machloikis. Everyone agrees it started in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. The question is, what day in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan? And when exactly did it end? According to Reb Meir, Gimel Mar Cheshvan, Zayin Mar Cheshvan, and Yud Zayin Mar Cheshvan. According to Reb Yehuda, Zayin Mar Cheshvan, Yud Zayin Mar Cheshvan, and Chav Gimel Mar Cheshvan. According to Reb Yossi, it's Yud Zayin Mar Cheshvan, Chav Gimel Mar Cheshvan, and then Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and we had a Shaila, who we paskin like. Rav Chisda said twice in the daf that Taloch is like Reb Yossi, whereas Amemar had a different Lishna, according to Rav Chisda, and that is that the halacha is really like Rabbi Yehuda based on something else that Rav Chisda had said, that the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah on Daf Hem and Aleph. But the halacha l'maisa is halacha ki Rabbi Yossi, which means that when you say Krishma, just posh it to Kavano, is v'nasati mitar artzachem be'itoy yoyre u'malkish, yoyre should fall in its proper time. What does it mean it should fall in its proper time? It should fall on Yud Zayim Mar Cheshvin, and then Chav Gimel Mar Cheshvin, and then Rish Chodesh Kislev, Zokta Gemara. So we just went into real, real detail in terms of understanding what it means when we say v'nasati mitar artzachem be'itoy. Again, we're focusing on be'itoy. Be'itoy yoyre. But the Gemara says, is there really a practical nafkemina? It's negei kavon and krishma maybe, but is there something practical? So the Gemara says, bishlami revi'a rishayna. I understand why you'd want to know the revi'a rishayna. Lishal. To know when to start saying the same talamatal rach. In fact, we saw that in the Gemara, that there's a correlation, there's a connection between the Revi'a Rishayna and when you're supposed to start saying the same talamatal rach. Shlishis, I understand why you want to know when the Revi'a Shlishis is Lisanois, to know when to start fasting. Because, like we just saw also in the Gemara, we learned that once the Revi'a Shlishis passes and it hasn't rained yet, so then the Yechidim, at the very least, they understand that it's time to start doing something about it. We have to start fasting. But Shnia Lemai, why do we have to know when the Revi'a Shnia is? Of what practical difference does it make when the Revi'a Shnia of Yair is? Again, Revi'a Rishayna, that would be the time to start saying V'sein Talamata Levracha. Revi'a Shlishis, if it hasn't rained yet, we have to get busy. We have to start doing tshuva. But Revi'a Shnia, does it matter what the Revi'a Shnia is? Rab Zeir said, yeah. Makes a nafkamina. What's the nafkamina? Le Nedarim. It's Nageya Hilchas Nedarim. Titnan. We learned in the Mishnah. Noider Adag Hashamim. If somebody makes a neder that he is not going to have hana from something until the rainy season. So the halacha is, Ad sheteired Revi'a Shnia. He's not allowed to have Ana until the second rainfall comes. So you want to know where it's Negeya? It's Negeya Hilchas Nedarim. That's what Rav Zeir said. Rav Zvid said, I have another nafkamina, Lezesim. It's Negeya Halacha related to olives. Not Nedarim, but olives, the Tanan. And this is also based on a Mishnah. Emes HaKalodim Utarim B'Leket B'Shikho B'Peh. So we're discussing Leket Shikho B'Peh. What's like a Shikho B'Peh? Those are three of the Matnes Aniyim that a person has to leave in his field. You own a field, and it's yours. In theory, you should be allowed to take everything into your house. Stating that, there's psukim in the Torah, parashis in the Torah, that deal with certain parts of your field that you have to leave over to the aniyim. Leket shikhum pe. Now, there is a time where you're allowed to take leket shikhum pe. And the Mishnah is discussing that. Mei emosai, right? Mei emosai kol adam mutarim. Everybody, when is not only an araman, but anybody that wants, it's an allowed to take leket shikhum pe. Mishayelchu hanamushais. So the Mishnah says, once the namushais go through the field, at that point you're allowed to take it. Beperet uba oilolois. When are you allowed to take peret and oilolois? So peret and oilolois are technically like leket and shikha, but when you're dealing with a keren, when you're dealing with a vineyard. So when are you allowed to take the peret and the oilolois? Mishayelchu anim bekeren. When the anim, they go through the keren v'yavayu, and then they come back. Bezesim. When are you allowed to take the leket shikha and the peret oilolois of zesim? Mishateired revi'a shnia. Once the revi'a shnia happens, so you want to know why it's negay, the revi'a shnia, you have to know what it is. Revi'a shnia, what is the date of the revi'a shnia? Like this, you'll know when this halacha is going to go into effect. So the Gemara says, we just mentioned the Mishnah that says that when is every person allowed to take leket shikha? Mishayelchu anamushais. So manamushais, what does the word anamushais mean? Amrab Yoichan, Rab Yoichan. Teichen and said, Sabi da Azli Atigra. It means the Eltere Eden, that they walk on a cane. What's the point? The point is, when a person walks on a cane, so he's looking down, so he sees everything that's in front of him. So if the Namushais didn't see it, they let it go, that means it's already Hefker. Anyone that wants it can take it. Rish Lakish Amir, Rish Lakish Adipim Shah. He said, Lakute Basa Lakute. It's referring to people that they tag team, that they don't just go after the Lekha Chikopeya, but they come already with a team. Rashi. Ani Moilach Bnei Achrav. The Ani would sometimes bring his son to help him out. So if you have the Ani, and then the son, right, the little kid is running all over the place, he's trying to chop everything that's on the floor. At this point, this is already Hefka Lakoil. So if the Lakuti Basa Lakuti, the Namusha is walked through and then it's still there, at this point, you know you're allowed to take it. Either way, that's a second shot and why we need to know when the Revi'a Shnia is. The first shot was Linadarim. In Hilchas Nedarim, if somebody makes a neder, I'm going to not have anah from X until this man of Kshamim, the halach is Revi'a Shnia. Okay, so you have to know the Revi'a Shnia. Hence, a major machlokes tanoim. The second shot is it's Nogeya Zeisim. At what point are Zeisim mutar and lakal? It's the Revi'a Shnia. Rapapa said a third shot. He said, Kedei lahalich b'shvilei harishos. It's Nogeya being able to walk through the roads. A person is allowed to walk wherever he wants. Achneteret until the Revi'a Shnia falls. Meaning, once it starts getting rainy and muddy, so at that point, you can't just walk wherever you want. It's not a hefker anymore. But up until that point, you are allowed to. So it's negeya, halachas of hiluch, halachas of where I'm allowed to walk. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said a fourth pshat. He said, levar perishvias. It's negeya, the laws of biur. It's negeya, the laws of getting rid of your perishvias. So what's the halachas of biur? The halacha is that on Shemitah, your food and everything in your field has to be hefker. Saying that doesn't mean you're not allowed to take anything. You are allowed to take. But there's a halacha that says that you're only allowed to keep things inside your house if you have the exact same items available in the field. But once the items are not available in the field, it's kola l'chaya min asada, where the chaya that's in the field doesn't have this food available anymore. At that point, the halacha is you have to take it out of your house. What do you have to do with it? You have to burn it, be mafker it. So there's big shilas in the Rishonim what exactly all this means, but that's the basic gist of beer. So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said, you want to know why the Tanam were arguing about the Revi'a Shnia? Because it's Negei Hilcha Shmita. It's Negei the laws of beer, household of Tanan. Again, also a Mishnah. An Masai Nenim Visarfin Beteven Ubekashel Shvias. Up until what point are you allowed to have Ana? Are you allowed to benefit from straw of Shvias? So you had straw on your field. Now you're bringing it inside your house. Are you allowed to do that on Shemitah? So the answer is, yeah. But then again, you're subject to the laws of beer. There is going to be a point at which you're going to have to be mevarech. So that's what this Mishnah is addressing. This Mishnah in the ninth parak of Masechta Shvi'a says, up until what point are you allowed to have anah from it? Are you allowed to have this all in your field? Says the Mishnah, at Sheteired Revi'a Shnia. Up until the second rainfall. Once the second rainfall happens, now the laws of beer kick in. What's the reason for it? My time. Dichsiv u vehemtecha v'lachaya shnebar tzecha. And we learn from here, because man shechaya echeles bezada, as long as the chaya is still eating from the field, heyachal vehemtecha bebayis. You're allowed to give your behemoth to eat in your house. Kala l'chaya min asada. But once the chaya is not eating from the field anymore, kali l'vehemtecha min abayis. At that point, you're not allowed to feed your behemoth anymore. Right? Tevin and Kash is not Michael Adam, it's Michael Behema, but it's still subject to the laws of Shvias. But here's the point. The point is that once the Revi'a Shnia happens, at that point, it's Kola L'chayim and Asada. At that point, the Tevin and the Kash that's in the field is not even Roy L'Achilas Chaya. So if it's not Roy L'Achilas Chaya, so now already the laws of beer kick in, because that is what beer is. Beer is, as long as the Chaya has what to eat, then you're good to go. But once the Chaya doesn't have what to eat anymore, then it's already going to be a problem. So at this point, where it's Kola L'Chayim and Asada, which is defined by the Revi'a Shnia, that's when you're going to have this problem. So again, we have four pshatim in why it was negeya to know the Revi'a Shnia. We're discussing v'nasati metar artzachem bi'ita yoyre u'malkosh. What does yoyre bi'ita mean? So there was a major machloikis tanam. It's made up of three different revi'ois, three different rainfalls. There's a first, there's a last, and a second. And the Tanan, Ramei, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi argued about what the first is, what the second is, and what the third is. So the Gemara said, I understand why we're arguing about the first. That's probably the time you'll start saying the same talamat levracha. I understand why we're arguing about the third. Because if the third passes and it didn't rain yet, we have to get busy. But the second, why does that matter? Why is there a machlokes? Ramei, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, they're not just arguing. There must be a pshat. There must be a nafkimina lalacha. And the Gemara says, now is there a nafkimina lalacha? But if you're a Baki in Mishnayis, you'll know that this Revi Yishni is something that comes up in a whole bunch of different places. It's Negeya real halachas. It's Negeya number one, Hilchas Nedarim. It's Negeya the laws of Leket Shikho Peya, Peret, and Oilalis. It's Negeya how once upon a time there was a din, you couldn't just walk wherever you wanted. There were times where you could walk here, you can't walk there. So those laws, to a very large degree, were governed by the rain season, specifically the Revi Yishni. And it's Negeya Hilchas Shvius also. It even touches on the laws of beer. Rabbi Avoh said, "My lashon revia. Why are we using the lashon revia? Right? Revia is usually a lashon of roiva venirva. It's a lashon of bia, specifically with an animal. So why are we using the lashon of revia to describe rain?" So the Gemara says, because rain actually is, it's roiva, it's roiveya the karka. It is a lashon of bia. Kinder Rav Yehuda, the Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said, mitra, the rain, is baila da'ara. It's the husband of the land. Shenemar, and it's a pasik, as the pasik says, kinkashe yered hageshem v'hashelag min hashamayim, v'shamala yashuv, kir mirvas ha'aretz. So it's raining. Hirvas ha'aretz, it saturated the land. And what's the next words? V'hoylida. And it gave birth to a child. So Rav Yehuda said that you see the Torah uses the Lashon Hoylida, that when something grows from the ground, it's a Leida. No, if it's a Leida, that means that there's some connection to Zivug, and that's why we use the Lashon of Revia. It's true, it's a Lashon of cohabitating, and it's based on what something Rav Yehuda said, which is Mitra Baila Da'aruhu. From Rav Avoh said, Revia Rishayna, how do you know if something's the Revi'a Rishayna? And we just saw that there's Nafkimina's Lalacha in all these things, right? Revi'a Rishayna, that's when you're supposed to start saying Talamat Levracha. But also, if the Revi'a Shlishas passes and it hasn't rained yet, you have to start fasting. So how would you know, Lamaisa, if the Revi'a Rishayna really happened? Kidesha Teirid Bekarka Tefach. It would have to go, penetrate the karka, at least the tefach. So if it goes into the karka tefach, that's, otherwise, if it just drizzled a little bit, that's not going to be considered the Revi'a Rishayna. Shnia, in order to know that something's the Revi'a Shnia, all the different nafgiminas, la'alacha, all those mishnayas, kidei log of bapi chavis. It would have to make the ground so soft that you'd be able to fashion a cover for a chavis, cover for a barrel. So if it does that kind of impression on the land, then it's considered Revi'a Shnia. Am Rav Chizda said, "Gshamim sheyardu k'tei lakuf behem pichavus. If it rained that much, ain behem yishum va'atzar. Then you should know that you don't have to be worried about the pasuk that says va'atzar as hashamayim v'lo yiyamater. Because if it rains like that, that's for sure a rain of bracha. Meaning, we'll see later that if there was ever a chashash, that maybe the klal of Atzer as Hashemayim was playing out. So again, it triggered Masechtas Tainis, the halachas that we haven't learned yet. So if it rains to that degree that it was a red, it softened the land, that you can make something from the land, that's already not v'atzar. Rav Chizda also said, "Gshamim sheyardu koydim v'atzar, ein behem yishum v'atzar." If it rains before v'atzar, ein behem yishum v'atzar. So what does that mean? Kshamim koydim va'atzar means, interesting Rashi, koydim zman kriyishma. If it rains before zman kriyishma, koydim the time to say va'atzar as hashamayim v'lo yehematar, then that type of rain is not a va'atzar rain. That's a bracha of the rain. The chsibay va'atzar as hashamayim. Meaning, afal pish la'yir rev kshamim, Rashi says. The chiddush is, even if it didn't rain so much, even if you didn't get the rain that Rav Chizda wants you to get, but if it rained at that time before zman kriyishma, then that's going to be okay. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaya said you have to read the fine print. Layamon, that's only true. Ela koydim va'atza de urta. That's only if it rained before kriyishma at night. Aval koydim va'atza de tzafra. If it rained so early in the morning that it's not even zman kriyishma yet, yesh mehem yishon va'atza. That is already va'atza. Amar Rabbi Yehuda bar Yitzchak. Rabbi Yehuda bar Yitzchak said, "Hani anani de tzafra less behum meshasha." If you see clouds early in the morning, don't pay attention. The fraudulent clouds, you know, looks like, oh, it's going to bring rain, it's going to bring bracha. Those types of clouds don't really bring any bracha. The chsiv, and this is based on a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Ma'esa l'cha Ephraim, ma'esa l'cha Yehuda, v'chazdechem, your chesed, your righteousness is ka'anan boiker, v'chatal mashkim hoylech." It's like the anan boiker. It's like a Vulcan in the morning, which is not real. That was what Amalei Rapapa Abaya. So my papa told Abaya, "Is that true?" So he's telling me that when it's cloudy and when it rains in the morning, it's really worthless. And when Rav Chizda said that if it rains before zman kriyishma, sounds like right before the Zman, that's like a good type of rain. He means later in the day. He doesn't mean in the morning, because in the morning, that's not a good rain. But Rav Papa told Abaya, Va'amri Yenshi, people say, "B'miftach bavi mitra," that if when you open up the gates to the city, it's raining, meaning first thing in the morning it's raining, Bar Chamra, the person that owns the donkey, Moich Sakech, put down your sack, Vegani, and go to sleep. Geitzrik Shulfin. Why? Because no one needs you today. Because today everything is going to grow. There's going to be such shefa. This peddler who has his chamars, he goes from town to town and he tries to fakoiv things. But a day like this is going to be a lot of bracha. We're not going to need you anymore. But what do you see? That rain in the morning is a good thing. So the Gemara says you have to say again, two dinim in rain. Like kasha, hadakata be'eva, hadakata be'anani. Thicker clouds or not such thick clouds. Thicker clouds is rain. Thinner clouds, not so much. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, said, Tava l'shasa de teves armalta. It's very good when Chodesh Teves is an almana. So when it doesn't rain during Chodesh Teves, it's a good thing. Ikadami, some say, Leibari Tarbitze. Because like this, Tarbitze, Miloshin, Marbitz Torah. The yeshivas aren't going to be empty. Once upon a time, it wasn't so simple to get the yeshiva. We take that for granted. It was very complicated. So if Teves is going to be rainy, may be difficult for people to travel to yeshiva and push it. The yeshivas are going to be empty. So it's a good thing. Tava l'shasa de tevis armalta. Why? Delei bayri tarbitzev. Ikadami, some say delei shakal shutfana. Now it's good because if it rains during chaydash tevis, it can cause shidafa and it can be very bad for the crops. And Mar says, Eini, is that true? Amar Rav Chiz, the Rav Chiz has said, Tava l'shasa de tevis menavalta. It's good when tevis is a very messy month, because if it's a very messy month, that means it rained a lot. That's a good thing. So which one is it? Is it good for it to be armalta? Or is it good for it to be in Menavalta? By the way, why are we using this Lashon Armalta? It's good when Chodesh Tevis is an Almana. That's in line with what the Gemara said earlier. That why the Lashon Revia, Dovesh Roives Akarka, Mitras Baila Da'ara, V'hoylida V'hitzmicha. So when it doesn't rain, so now the land is the Almana. It's not the Chodesh is the Almana. The land during Chodesh Tevis is like an Almana. It's Yashva Badad, Hoysa Kalmana. Either way, says the Gemara, so we have a stira. Is it good when it rains during Chodesh Tevis, or is it good when it doesn't rain in Chodesh Tevis? Like Kasha, Hada Asa Mitra Meikara, Hada Lai Asa Mitra Meikara. It depends what happened before Chodesh Tevis. If it was raining before Chodesh Tevis, it's for sure good that it doesn't rain in Chodesh Tevis. But if Marcheshvin came and Kislev came and it hasn't rained yet, so now it's starting to get very serious. So now already it's much better if it does rain during Chodesh Kis. If it rains on part of a Medina, the other Medina didn't have any rain. That's not included in Va'atzah. Meaning, you can't say, oh, this zip code didn't get any rain. That zip code didn't. No. If the Medina got rain, even if this didn't, is that true? Fuck, say, we have another pasuk. It says, manati hageshem, hadashem al ir echos, val ir achas loy amter, chelka achas timoter, chelka asha loy samter. So it sounds like there was one Medina, part of the Medina had rain, part of the Medina didn't have rain. Okay, v'am Rabbi Yehuda Marav, shteyim l'klolo. That whole pasuk, it's a pasuk in Amos, it was all one big klolo. And the ones that didn't get rain, for sure there was klolo, but even the ones that got rain was klala. So you see that when it rains on part of a city, it's a klala. Rav Chizda said, "Shamim sheyardu al mixas medina, va mixas medina lo yardu ein behem mishum vatsa." You see, not that way. You see that where it's v'im tarti al irachas, val irachas loy amter, it's shteim leklala. So the Gemara says again, like Kash, you have to say two dinim. This is a whole bunch of two dinim in the laws of rain. Hada asa tuva. Depends. If it rains too much on part of the city, that's not good. Because that's already korech mikano mikan. Where it didn't rain. And where it did rain, it rained too much. But if it's asa kidemi bay, if it rains the right amount, even for part of the city, that's actually a better thing. Because like this, they got what they needed, and the other ones will be able to benefit from that. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi said, Deganami, it's actually mashma that way. The chsiv, because what did the pasuk say? Timater. The pasuk describes where it rained and it didn't rain as there's chelka achas timater. Timater is an interesting lashon. It's a strong lashon. Tehei makim mater. That's what it means. Shemamin, oh, it's a makim mater where it rains so much. That's where it's going to be a klala. So today's daf will not have any raid. However, we will post a related raid bite, which is very much Nogeya, the sugyas of Mashav Ruach Umarid Hageshem. It's actually a very, very fascinating thesis, one of the classics from Rab Ruvi Margolis, Nogeya, understanding numbers and acronyms in the Gemara. Again, it's a general raid bite. It's a classic Rab Ruvi Margolis, related to a whole bunch of different Gemaras and Cheshbonos. It's fascinating, but it's also very much specific to Mashav Ruach Umarid Hageshem, and it has a punchline that's Negeya today's daf, and really Negeya all the dafin that we've been learning here in the beginning of Masechtas Tainus.